1969, if you can remember what it was like for you as a young musician who decided to live abroad and work abroad and explore the world. It was a big year everywhere in 1969. What was it like for you?
Well, 1969, I was living in Tangier, Morocco. 1969 is when I opened up my African Rhythms Club.
Right.
And that was the year that I opened up the club, and it stayed open for 3 years. And my purpose was to have bases in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Where we, in the States, with our technique of jazz and blues, et cetera, we can go to Africa, we can study the traditional music, and also get the spirituality of Mother Africa. So 1969 was the year I got my license for my club.
How special is that? Because you have often been a messenger for our humanity in understanding the significance of Africa, but also the spiritual message that we all need. What would you say that was the most potent period where you and many of your mates were making music with message?
Well, I have to go back to 1958.
Mm.
And that's the year that I worked with Melba Liston. And I first heard Melba with Dizzy's Orchestra. And when I heard her play trombone, and she did an arrangement of My Reverie, mm-hmm. and it was so beautiful, I introduced myself to her. So our first collaboration was 1958, when we did 7 waltzes for children. I wrote songs about children. Children climbing the hill, children ice skating, children singing the blues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But during this period, I always had that Pan-African concept,
mm-hmm.
which came from my father. So we were working on Uhuru Africa, which means Freedom Africa,
mm-hmm.
1960, when we did the recording. And Langston Hughes did the text. We did it in 4 movements. The first was called Freedom First, Uhuru Kwanzaa, and Kiswahili. The next was African Lady. And Langston did the text for the Freedom poem. And he also wrote the words for African Lady. And the third movement was called Bantu. The last movie was called Kucheza Blues. So that was my collaboration with Langston Hughes. But Langston was fantastic because he was a writer, but he knew the importance of the music. He did the first book of jazz for children. We were together in Nigeria in 1961, and see the way they loved Langston. But Langston was so important because he was a great poet, a great writer, but he knew the importance of our music.
What would you say we can look forward to for this upcoming concert on Saturday?
Well, what I always do, I always tell the people I bring you my father's and my mother's words.
Mm.
They were 2 great Africans. My mom is from Virginia. My dad is Panama and Jamaica. My dad, he was a Marcus Garvey guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 6 years old, he said, "My son, you are an African born in America. All they're going to give you is slavery and colonialism." So as a kid, my father made sure I read the right books. He had African kings and queens on the wall in our apartment in Brooklyn, books on J.A. Rogers. And then I would go to the libraries and go to the museums and read about the great empires of Egypt, of Nubia, of Songhai, of Ghana. So you see, my dad and my mom, the black church, how they had their clubs, how they had their music. So what I bring my people, I say, "I'm going to bring you my father and my mother's words," going all the way back to our ancestors who built the pyramids, the great Timbuktu, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the message is always the same, and we are an African people in America. And what has Africa contributed to this country? They've tried to leave it out. But my father taught me to fall in love with that. My great-great-great-grandmama, who I never saw, but she had crossed the Atlantic on that boat with my great-great-grandfather. Honor them and love them.
Mm.
So that's always my message. Anywhere I go in the world, that's why I call my music African Rhythms. I said, I don't play jazz. Yeah, we call our music jazz. But there are a lot of names for us. They call us colored. They call us all kind of names for black people. But career of the African people in America and what we've accomplished up until today, whether it's sports or music or literature or poetry, we are incredible people. But the message is, where did our genius come from? Where did Ellington come from? Where did Louis Armstrong come? How they could create a music that never happened before? It goes back because we are from royalty. We are royal people. And we have to hook up with the motherland, because that's our true ancestral home.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your inspiring words. I'm overwhelmed with joy just getting this opportunity to speak with you, and we'll continue.
Thank you so much.
So thank you so much, Randy. So, but I'll be back in touch and see if we can get that photo together.
Exactly. Contact my wife and arrange when we can do that.
Great. Okay, you have a blessed morning.
Talk to you soon. Thank you so much, huh?
Okay, peace to you.
Okay, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.